You were not born into this generation by chance. You were born on purpose, for purpose in this exact time, in this exact world, with this exact voice. In a world that is loud, distracted, and increasingly broken, it's easy to feel unseen or overwhelmed. But you are not overlooked. You are seen by God, known by God, and chosen by God. This devotional was written with you in mind, young people navigating questions of identity, purpose, calling, and truth. It was written to remind you of who you are, and more importantly, whose you are. Every scripture, every poem, every reflection in these pages is a call, a whisper, and a shout to awaken. To stop sleepwalking through your days. To shake off the lies. To rise in truth. To know this, you are a chosen generation. You are a royal priesthood. You are called out of darkness into God's marvelous light. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. This book is a journey. Over 30 days, you'll read devotionals that stir your spirit, poems that reflect your passion, prayers that connect your heart to God, and questions that help you reflect and grow. You'll have space to journal, think, wrestle, and rise. This is your time. You are not just next, you are now. Carry this book. Share it. Write in it. Let it be your reminder when the world gets noisy and your soul needs stillness. Let it help you draw near to the heart of God and step boldly into your divine assignment. You are the light in a dark world. You are the voice of a generation. You are chosen, called, set apart. Now awaken. The world needs what's inside of you. With love and purpose, be Claiborne, Grandma Bernie. Made for the invisible. Scripture focus. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18, KJV. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 19 and 20, KJV. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept.